Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I want to tell you the story of one of our missionary families today, and I have to be careful what I say. This family have been serving with me for a long time, and they have been in what we call a creative entry country. And it was just getting harder and harder to stay there and to work there. So now the Lord has moved them over to the country of Fiji. And they've just recently arrived there at the end of this last year. And they say, by the Sean and Susanna Canavan, they say, "We rejoice to tell you that we arrived in the nation of Fiji. Praise the Lord for His wonderful grace. We arrived on November the 20th. And originally, our plan was to work with Pastor Josh Deku for the first months in Fiji as we got accustomed to the culture and the climate. However, circumstances have necessitated a change in plan. Pastor Josh's daughter has been very ill. Although healthcare in Fiji is adequate for most situations, there were no specialists in the country who would provide the expertise that she needed. And in order to receive the proper care, he and his family returned to America just a few days before we left for Fiji, and we would ask that you pray for their daughter." And so instead of working alongside Pastor Josh and his family, he asked that we take over his ministry while they are in America. So we were able to jump right into the ministry as soon as we arrived. We're so thankful for the Harvest Baptist Church in Sigatoka. The church welcomed us with open arms, and Sean is currently pastoring the church until the Dekus can return. We were truly blessed in our services for the Lord here. In early December, Suzanne led a Christmas meeting for the ladies. It was a great time of food and fellowship around the teaching of God's Word. And also, the children presented a Christmas program for the church on a Sunday morning with songs and poems and recitals. It was a wonderful service with a church full of people who came to hear the gospel message. We've also had several church visitors since we arrived. Some were tourists who were wanting to be in our church on Sunday, even though they were on vacation. One couple started attending on the first Sunday we were here. They are Megan and Jeffrey, a middle-aged Taiwanese couple, and they've been faithfully coming each week, and they have come to some of our activities. So please pray for Jeffrey. He brings his wife to church each week and stays with her through the service, but he's not saved. We had the great privilege of leading our first Indian man to the Lord during our Saturday morning outreach. Devish has very little knowledge of Jesus Christ or the Bible, yet he patiently listened as I explained the scriptures to him. In fact, when I asked him if I should continue or if he had heard enough, he said, "Continue." So when I finished, Devish humbly bowed his heart and accepted Christ as his Savior. He was visiting his parents when we spoke with him. He lives in the capital city of Suva. We sent his number and information to a good Baptist church in Suva, and we're continuing to pray for his spiritual growth. Please also pray for us as we seek the Lord's will as far as our future ministry here in Fiji. When the Deku family returns, we will begin to transition out of this ministry as we seek a place to start our first church. So would you pray, dear friends, for Sean and Suzanne Canavan and their family as they serve there in Fiji? I've been there also, and it's a beautiful place and a wonderful place. In fact, any place is a good place to serve the Lord Jesus Christ with your life.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.